AP News, I'm Julie Walker. The Senate confirms Jay Clayton, President Trump's pick to become the head of the nation's intelligence agency.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47, and the nomination is confirmed.
Clayton, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and a former SEC chairman, was confirmed 51 to 47 along party lines. Democrats have repeatedly expressed concerns about Clayton, who lost bipartisan support after a contentious hearing 2 weeks ago in which he repeatedly refused to say that former President Biden won the 2020 election. On Tuesday, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat, spoke in opposition.
He has repeated baseless conspiracy theories about American elections, refused to acknowledge who won the 2020 election.
While Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican, defended Clayton.
Mr. Clayton assured the committee that he would assist our efforts to return the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to its original size, scope, and mission.
Earlier in the day, Senator Lindsey Graham was eulogized. Sagar Magani has more.
Services drawing colleagues and world leaders at the Capitol, where Graham served more than 30 years.
Lindsey Graham was impossible not to like.
Vice President Vance was among those honoring his ex-colleague.
A true American original.
Top Senate Republican John Thune called Graham a towering figure, choking back tears while remembering him cracking up a room.
I look forward to the days when you make us all laugh again.
The Capitol Rotunda ceremony came hours before a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. Graham will be buried tomorrow in his native South Carolina after dying at 71. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Most stocks rose on Wall Street following strong earnings reports from companies including Coca-Cola, but big drops for AI winners kept the gains in check. The S&P 500 rose just 0.2%. The Dow climbed 537 points, that's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Chipmaker Micron Technology pulled back almost 9%. The slides for AI stocks were worse overseas. Steep falls for South Korean tech giants SK Hynix and Samsung helped pull the KOSPI index down 10.8%. Oil prices fell some more. The price for Brent crude fell close to $82 a barrel. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.60%. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Julie Walker, AP News. More stories at apnews.com. Thanks for listening.